Grant and O'Donnell from the Donegal point of view, played well tonight.
Yeah, they did. And look, you know, there's a big Donegal contingent there. But like, I thought O'Donnell, you know, while he wasn't to the fore all the time, he was a constant threat. You know, his first touch is exceptional. Every time he made a run out, he took two men with him. And Queens wanted to sweep, you know, and Sean McCarthy kept getting caught out with them, you know, and all of a sudden it was either between him or Lurk McBride, and they just kept pulling them out of position. And I suppose something that you probably wouldn't have noticed was that whenever they scored, there was a real rotation of forwards. So all of a sudden McGann's inside, then he's out on the 40, all of a sudden Shane Walsh was out, and again Conor Corbett didn't have as influential a second half as he did in the first, but again, like, he's one player that Cork will really look for, and he's tall and he's big and he's what you want from an inside forward in modern football.
And I spoke to him and he said he's just delighted to be back playing football, and he particularly likes the kind of buzz around DCU. Just going back to Grant, the Donegal man, he is part of the Donegal setup under new management. He's exactly the kind of player they need. He can carry the ball, he's pacey, looks like he's got a good pass.
Yeah, look, he does. And Donegal obviously are in a strange position. They were late getting management. The McKenna Cup didn't go particularly well because, like, I think they have 14 players of their total squad who are playing in Sigurdsson Cup here. So, like, it's been very hard for them to get any sort of momentum. And, you know, 7 days out from the league, they're going to have to get the ground running because Division 1 is going to be savagely competitive for them. But look, Grant and O'Donnell are two players that Donegal are going to have to lean on. They're going to be at the latter stages of the Sigurdsson. They're obviously in sort of league or close to top championship type fitness, so they're players that'll probably be able to hit the ground running.